Hello.
Hello.
Said, my son, where did you disappear to?
Sorry, something came up.
I really don't feel like going home yet. What shall we do instead?
They say Tehran at night is better than in the day, Uncle, you know.
Said knows what he's talking about, cruising the city.
It's getting late already, and your uncle's feeling tired.
As it happens, I feel great. After 5 years, I would like to have a good look around Tehran.
How about we all go there together tomorrow?
We're going out tonight. Right this minute. Just the guys, let's go.
Fine.
Brother, can I come too? So, Auntie, you tell my dad, please.
Okay, come back soon. God bless you. Hello, brother.
Hello, good evening. Where are the children?
They've all gone to show Farhad around the city. Why did you come back home so soon? Everyone stayed there for dinner. I've brought your share.
Thanks a lot. But I don't have much of an appetite.
Brother.
Yes, dear.
It seems like you're upset.
No. Why do you say that?
I felt that when you were talking to Farhad, you were about to argue. I was watching you from a distance.
It was nothing important.
Come on, cut it out, Vahid. Vahid.
Boys, the people upstairs are still asleep. Come on, be quiet. Go upstairs, son. Good night.
Good night, Uncle.
Good night.
Good night, Said.
Hello.
Hello, Marzia, my love.
Hello, Mom.
Hello, did you have fun?
Wish you could have been with us.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Father.
Hello to you, too.
How is Tehran after 5 years?
There were a lot more lights.
There must be a lot of things that are new to you, right?
Yeah, it has become a crowded, messy place.
Nima, come on, you should have taken Dad to see the nicer places of Tehran.
We can do all that in good time.
Zora, you'll be late. Let's go.
Okay.
Zora, dear, these last few days you've gone to so much trouble for everyone.
Don't mention
Thank you.
It.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I get this feeling that Zora is very familiar.
She's Farhad Sadati's daughter.
Whose daughter?
The daughter of Maryam's aunt, God rest her soul, Mohsen's wife.
You didn't say she was one of Mohsen's acquaintances.
I did tell you she was family, but I guess you've forgotten. Never mind. Welcome home again.
Thank you, but this is not our home.
Sorry, Zora, dear. I know you're late, but I just didn't want to upset Dad.
No, you were right to go. You really shouldn't leave him alone, you know?
So what's the frown for?
Well, your dad doesn't like me.
Why would you say a thing like that, Zora? Didn't you hear him say himself that he wants us to have our wedding in the biggest hall in town?
Said.
Hello.
Hello, son. Where have you been?
Nowhere. We just went into town and had a drive around. With Uncle Farhad.
Uh-huh.
By the way, Father, do you and Uncle Farhad get along?
No. Why do you say that? Did he say something?
No, I just thought it's the vibes. Uncle Farhad chatted and laughed with everyone, but with you, he was different.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Just a little something.
Like always, you have good taste.
Whenever I went shopping, you were always in my thoughts. These are for you.
I really appreciate this, Marzia. Do you remember our last place? How many clothes there were in the wardrobes?
During the last few years, on New Year's Eve and on your birthday, just to ease the loneliness a little, I'd go and buy things for you. The house was empty without you.
I have missed you so much as well, Marzia. I don't know who has suffered the most, but I promise to make up for it very soon. I promise you.
I know. I'm sure of that.
Do you know how much work I have to do, Marzia? I will go and buy our house again. Don't you believe me?
Do you know how much more expensive it is now?
I know. Think about how things would have been now if the whole episode hadn't have happened. If I had been here and I had the income that I had then, what would we have now? Apart from that big house and a number of good cars, a large amount of capital set aside, we wouldn't have to worry about anything.
But I'm very thankful for what we have right now. Having you here and this simple life is everything I need.
No, Marzia. We deserve as much as anyone else. Tonight the kids took me uptown. What houses and villas.
I'm happy with my lot, Farhad.
What lot? Just take a look around you. We don't have anything. Whatever we had, they have taken from us. That house, the car, even all of our money.
But we're so happy together. I'm thankful to God that you're healthy. You'll go to work and we'll build our life together again. And besides, Nima has a profitable shop and a very good income, thank God.
Now look, Marzia, would you think of me as being very greedy if I told you that I was still hungry?
With a lunch and dinner that you ate, I do. But don't be embarrassed, because there's only you and me here. I'll go and get your dinner ready for you. There you go. Why did you mention a hall? Reza's suggestion was good. We'll hold a ceremony for Nima and Zora in Reza's house and let them start their life.
Was it Mozan's suggestion?
No, my brother Reza said it.
I mean Zora.
Oh, Nima saw Zora at an event and came and told me and Mohsen. Mohsen stepped in and did us a big favor. In these last years, Mohsen has done a lot of favors for us.
How much is the rent for this place?
Nothing.
Seriously?
At the beginning, I really insisted, but Mohsen got upset, so I didn't dare say anything else again.
Very good. We'll have to settle with him then.
In your dreams, he won't take a penny off you.
Why did you leave the job at the school?
I told you when I came to visit you, I took early retirement.
Did Mohsen advise you to do that?
No, Farhad. He doesn't interfere in those kinds of things. I couldn't work. Besides, our savings started running out quickly, and I really needed the money, you know.
They've taken everything I own from me.
Please don't say things like that again. If you want, I can go back to work. One of my colleagues works in a private school. She can get me a job.
My dear, you have done your part and more. I don't want you to work ever again.
Eat your food. Mohsen, come down and eat breakfast before it gets cold. What has he eaten that's given him this stomach ache? Here, love, drink this.
I don't know, really. Last night, when he came home late, he couldn't sleep till the morning. I wanted to take him to the doctor.
There's no need to take him to the doctor's now. Let me give him a pill, and if he doesn't get better, I'll take him to the doctor's later.
So, Marzia, dear, if you're here with him, I'll go and get on with my work, huh?
Wait a second before you go. Let me get his pill for him, and then you can leave. Drink up, dear.
Okay, I'll wait.
My dear, where have you been? The food is cold.
Vahid is not feeling well.
Oh? What's wrong with him?
He's probably overeaten. Whenever he eats junk food, he gets like this.
Can his father take him to the doctor?
Doctors are not necessary. I'll give him a pill. He'll be okay.
In the name of God.
Morzin! Wait a minute, please.
Hello, Farad, my friend. Good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to talk to you about me, Marzia, and of course this house.
Actually, I was thinking about the same thing you just said to me. I thought after you rested a bit, we can talk about work and things like that.
You don't get it. I'm talking about this house. We'll be leaving soon.
You're leaving? Where to? Have you found somewhere?
I'll find somewhere. Don't you worry about it. During this time, Marzia and Nima have caused you a lot of trouble.
Don't even mention it.
Now, come on. It's been nearly 5 years' rent. It all adds up. Any money that you have given Marzia during this time, too.
Farad, nobody owes me anything. Marzia is my sister, and Nima is my nephew. Whatever I've done was for my family, that's all.
Of course. Your poor sister has no idea what you have done. She's become a servant in your house, washing and cooking, and looking after your kids, too.
You're so very cynical, Farad.
This cynic will settle his debt with you before he leaves, my friend.
Nobody owes me anything.
But people still owe me. I want to subtract what is owed to me. Don't think you can get away with it, either.
Get away with what?
With what you have done to me. If you go ahead and sell this house with everything in it, in addition to your shop and car, everything you own, how much of my past can you give me back? My house? Office? The money I had saved?
Right, well, let me tell you what I thought. I felt lucky, Farad, because God loves a repentant sinner.
Oh, no, I am the sinner, and you are the salt of the earth.
Look, Farad, you're free of sin now. Whatever you have, your whole life, clean as a whistle.
You just don't let up.
Try to appreciate your situation. Start anew, and we'll all help you.
It's too late for me to start again, my friend.
What happened, Farhad?
Nothing, why?
But I just saw that you and Mohsen, you were...
You were what? I was talking, that was all.
Please just tell me what happened. Maybe I can help you.
I said nothing happened. Your brother and I have always talked like this in the past. Don't you remember? Yes, hello? Is that you, Sasan? How are you, my son? Where are you? You're a stranger. You weren't at the get-together yesterday. Yes, I want to see you.
Vahid, love. Get up and go to your room. There's too much noise here. You can't sleep here.
How are you doing, Vahid?
Hello, Uncle Farhad.
Are you feeling better?
I'm okay. A few more days resting and I'll be fine.
Vahid, love, if you have any more laundry, bring it to me and I'll wash it.
All right.
You do this every day? Do you remember our old place? You didn't have to do anything there. We used to have two people who came in to clean the place. What were their names?
I don't remember.
Uhu Karab and her son Sarab. They came twice a week and they used to do all the housework. Do you still hear from them at all?
No, it's been a long time.
I guess that from the time I left you, you came here, right? Now Mawson lives just like we did then. Only he's just well off because he has someone who looks after him and his children. Washing the floors, tidying up, cooking his meals. Just like a servant.
Farhad, it's not nice. Go out. Why have you come in here?
You should have paid more attention to the house I left for you.
Who is that?
Sasan. You forgot him completely.
I haven't forgotten him. How can you say
that? When was the last time you saw him?
Just a little while ago.
But why, Marcia? How many times did I tell you to keep an eye on him? He had his own place and a good job. He didn't cause you or your brother any trouble at all.
You don't understand, Farhad. That's what he wanted.
What he wanted?
I've told you all this before. He got himself a flat. He said he rents it. At the beginning, he would drop in on me a few times a week, but then he just...
Then what?
Then he stopped coming. He didn't like coming. I really don't know why, but I didn't just leave him alone. I take him food to eat. I clean up his flat for him. What else can I do?
This is all Mohsen's doing, right? He didn't like him at all.
That's not how it was.
Then how?
Something happened. Something got lost in the house.
What?
Some of my gold and some money.
Are you saying it was Sasan?
Nobody thought such a thing, but he didn't like to visit anymore. He thought we were suspicious of him.
So you want me to believe that Mohsen didn't have anything to do with this?
He didn't do anything, Farhad. But Mohsen generally didn't like some of the things Sasan was doing. The way he talked, the clothes he wore, the people who came here. He even fell out with him a couple of times.
About the things that got lost?
No, about his views and opinions.
What a fool I was to think that for all his faults, Mohsen could at least encourage Sasan to stick to the straight and narrow.
Farhad, there is no way that Sasan could be led to the right path. He doesn't believe in anything. So Mohsen has the right to be worried about his children.
Yeah, I see. So now that Sasan is out of the way, his children are pure and innocent, right?
Ali, I'm taking your time.
No, not at all. I don't have class until 11.
Oh, thank God. By the way, how's it going with Rian?
Well, actually, we talked once. You wouldn't happen to have any news for me?
More news for you? No. Sit down, please. Because you were looking for your father's comrades, I wanted to let you know that one of us was much closer to your father. They were very close. Right up to his martyrdom.
So who is it?
Farhad. My brother-in-law. As it happens, he just came back from a trip. I was sure he will have some very interesting things to tell you. Things that it would be better for you to know about. But there's a more important reason why I asked to see you here today. Ali, do you know who Saeed got into a fight in front of the university the other day with?
He got into a fight?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't seen Saeed for a few days.
How long has it been?
It's been a few days.
How many?
In fact, 2 or 3 weeks.
All right. And what else?
Nothing. No.
You wanna keep it a secret, don't you?
Well, nothing's happened that I have to hide from you.
My son, you say that Saeed hasn't been to university for 3 weeks, and you tell me nothing's happened?
I don't know what to tell you.
Very well. Okay. If you think that by not saying anything you're helping Saeed, then what can I say to you? I'll overlook it. All right then. Let's go. At least you can get to your class. Come on, let's go.
Mr. Karimi. A while ago, Said borrowed money from me. He said he wanted it for you.
How much?
10 million. Paying it back in a month.
But he didn't pay it back, did he?
He did. He gave it back a few days late.
I don't understand. From where?
Well, that I don't know. He gave me a check.
A check? Whose check?
I don't know. I didn't know the person. But it was not your check.
So how do you like it?
Good. What do you want to do with it?
I was thinking of a fast food place.
You said you have a partner. What does he say?
What does he say? He totally agrees.
When will it be ready?
It's already ready. We just have to do up the interior and order tables. A wall will go over there. The kitchen will be behind it. The cooker and oven will go at the back. And the tables and chairs over there. And the cash register there.
I think you'll probably need a few millions. Will your dad help you out?
If my father won't, then I'll get my uncle to help.
Your uncle?
He's much wealthier than my dad. He has a furniture factory.
That's good. You have thought of everything. And do you need an experienced secretary, sir?
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm afraid we've already hired a secretary. But we are still in need of a manager, and the job is yours.
You're teasing me. Let's go. Layla will be looking for us. Look, you didn't tell me anything about your aunt's husband. Has he really come from abroad?
Well, I can't lie to you. He was in prison.
Hey, how are you, Uncle Farhad?
I really missed you.
It's been too long.
But at least it's all over. I'm with you now, I promise. Is this your car?
Hey, it's yours if you'll take it. You haven't forgotten how to drive, have you?
I just spent a few million on this. On new doors, kitchen cabinets, and windows. I made our home look just like a palace. Do you remember? But we didn't live here for more than a few months.
I won't ever forget those few months, you know. After you had left, they sold it in a bid, and then afterwards, well, we went to stay in Mohsin's flat.
Tell me, why did you leave Nima and Marzia?
It's a very long story.
I want to know.
Mohsin never liked me, picked on me all the time. I was worried about offending him. It's the last thing I needed, you know what I mean? That's why I thought I'd better leave now.
What's all this about lost property?
So he's still pursuing that matter? What did he tell you anyway?
You just tell me the truth, okay?
Nothing, I swear, Uncle Farhad. One day they started interrogating me about stolen money and gold, and the next thing I knew, it was all about that. And after that, I never went back there again. That's my first picture. Farhad says they gave me to them a few days before. I think it was about a month after my parents were killed in the accident. Hello?
Hello. I want to talk to Sasan in private for a few minutes. Could you please go outside?
Me go outside? That's strange. Do you hear that, Sasan?
Sasan?
What's happened now, Mohsin?
Very well. If it's not important for you, no problem. I'll say it in front of the lady.
Like you want to say what?
Shada, go outside for a few minutes, please.
Tell me now, would Farhad be happy to hear what you've been up to all this time he was away?
You had better worry about your own problems with Farhad. We were together just a few minutes ago, and I told him everything he should know.
You asked for it. You really asked for it. You're in trouble, boy. That girl's father has a lot of interesting things to say. I think it's time for Farhad to go and visit him at his company.
Hey, what do you want from me?
I want the truth. About that money. Just tell me you didn't pay him the money back, that's all. That's it.
You got your money back, didn't you? What else do you want?
So tell me who gave Said the money.
I don't really know.
So you didn't give him his money?
He didn't want it back because it wasn't to his advantage.
What have you promised him that makes him prepared to jump out of the frying pan and into the fire?
Said is a free man who decides what he wants to do with his life himself. What fire?
He borrowed it off his classmates and gave it to me. Who did he get it from to give it to his classmates? Tell me.
I really don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Very well. We'll see about that.
Hey there, Sasan. Calm down so I can understand what you're saying. Why did my father go over there? But how did he find out? Okay, I'll talk to you later. Yavar, listen.
Forget about it. There's no way you're gonna make a fool of me today.
Yavar, listen to me.
Forget it. You can't take off today.
Do you know who just called me now? That good friend of mine. You know, the one who knows people in the music industry. David Beckham, you know. It was him. Let's go in. I'll tell you.
Hello. Mr. Zarini. This is Mr. Karimi. How's it going? Thank you very much. I want to inquire about a check to see if it has been cashed. Yes. The number is 345-677. Yes, 77. It hasn't been. Thank you very much, sir. That's very kind of you. Goodbye for now.
Hey there.
Oh, hello, Said. What a nice surprise. I would have rolled out the red carpet for you.
When the time comes, I'll let you know. So where's that boy?
That boy?
You know, lover boy.
Oh, now he's just that boy. Yeah, I saw him this morning on his way to class.
Hello. Miss Rihanna said you were looking for me.
So where were you?
Where have I been? Look who is asking who was where.
Listen, Rhiannette told me that you were really worried about me, so I've come here now to put your mind at rest.
Thank you. Everyone is worried about you. Everyone is asking me about you.
Oh. Well, they know we're going to be related, so they come to you to find out about me.
What's up with you, Saeed? Nobody knows what you're up to or where you are these days.
I'll tell you so that you have all the information.
What information? What are you saying?
If you're my relative, what will you do?
Why are you so upset?
What did we agree?
What agreement?
What did you go and tell my dad about that money?
Sorry. I just couldn't lie to him.
That's it?
Well, your dad insisted. He'd worked a lot of it out for himself. I just told him you got the money from me and paid it back. That's all.
You've done me wrong. Ali, I'll always be thankful for that money. You know that. But believe me, I'm gonna pay you back for sucking up to my dad. You can just forget about Rihanna. I'm serious.
It's your fault. Can't you see he's in a bad mood?
Bida, you're either simple or you're just pretending to be. When is he ever in a good mood?
Here you go, Mr. Singer. Here's your order. Deliver it and come back. Thank you very much.
Go and deliver it then. You've had a rest. Saba Catering Service, can I help you? Yes. Do you want rice too? How many? What about drinks? What flavor? Salad, yogurt? Yes, yes. Yes, I will try to send it as soon as possible. Okay, goodbye.
Hello.
Hello.
Excuse me, who's the owner of this place?
She's not here. Can I help you with anything?
When will she return?
I think in a half an hour or hour.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Ma'am, a man was here and he wanted to talk to you.
Who was it?
I don't know, but he only wanted to talk to you.
What did he look like?
He was about 45 and had gray hair.
Brother, here, take your pill.
Thanks a lot. Said has quit university and his studies to go work at a restaurant.
What?
I really just don't know what to do with this boy anymore. Marcia.
Brother! Farhad! Farhad! Farhad, get up and help!
What is it?
Mohsen isn't well. We have to take him to the hospital right now.
Hi, hello, Auntie. What? At the hospital?
Give this to my sister.
Thanks very much. If I wasn't so busy, I would stay and find her for you.
My lawyer's gone abroad. When he gets back, I'll go and see him.
What happened in court?
The letter came. I have to go there next week.
I'm sure Saba will come to court and give evidence in your favor.
I'm in trouble now because of a mistake she made.
It's because of that mistake that she is too ashamed to come and see you.
Whatever happens, I'll find her and bring her back with me.
God willing. Oh, and by the way, before I forget about it, please pay a bit more attention to the accounts.
Why is that?
I went over them and I found things didn't quite add up.
I don't get what you mean, Abbas. What are you trying to say?
I don't want you to get upset or suspect anyone, but I'm telling you the till is short. Thanks a lot. You brought me all the way. I'm going to get out at the terminal.
Okay, then.
Has he been to war?
Yes, doctor.
I've prescribed him some medicine, but the solution to his problem is this. Here, take this and bring it here.
Certainly. I'll go and get his medicine.
All right.
Hello there, Auntie.
Hello.
So, how is my father?
He's all right for the moment.
Is it possible to see him?
The doctor is with him right now.
Why are you looking at me like that? What's wrong? What have I done?
What is there left for you to do? It's because of you that he's in this state. In the morning, he went out angry and frustrated, and in the afternoon came back a wreck.
You're exaggerating, Auntie. Dad picks on me for every little unimportant thing. You know that.
Little and unimportant? Giving up your studies is unimportant? Have you really stopped going to university and started working at a restaurant? I can't even believe it.
Ma'am, please come inside. He wants to see you.
So what were they arguing about?
I think it was over something Farhad said to Uncle Mohsen.
What did he say?
Don't know, didn't ask.
What are you worried about? So Said wants to come and say something bad about his friend to your father. No one takes what he says seriously.
Maybe it was Uncle Mohsen's fault for putting Ali under too much pressure.
Until we know the whole story, no one can say whether your Uncle Mohsen was right or made a mistake.
Who is it? Please come in. Saeed's here.
Thanks, cousin. You're so kind.
You're welcome.
It's nice to see you, Saeed.
Thanks very much, Auntie. Isn't Uncle back yet?
He's on his way. He'll be here in a few minutes. What's new?
Nothing. Everything's good.
Did you see your friend?
Which friend are you talking about? Oh, Ali Sabouri. Yes, I saw him.
So? I'm listening, tell me.
What shall I say?
Well, haven't you come here to speak about him?
What does she mean, Auntie?
Rehane.
Please, if you don't mind, Mom. Why should we keep Said here? Let him say his piece.
Uh-huh. So Ali has come and spoken to you. Poor thing, he was worried I'd come here and say something. No, Rayane. I've come here to speak to Uncle. It has nothing to do with this matter at all.
You see, Rayane, you jump to conclusions. I'll go and check on the rice. I'm afraid it might burn.
But then again, if you want my opinion, I'll give it to you.
No thanks.
Overall, he's not a bad guy. But of course, everyone has their weak points. His being he can't keep a secret. So if there's something you don't want others to know, don't tell him, because the next day, the whole world will know it. But mind you, if it's his own secret, then his lips are sealed.
His own secret?
Well, maybe he doesn't want to tell you. Or he wants to tell you later on. Anyway, what's it to me?
What are you talking about, Said?
Well, last year he dated this girl in the university. The devil, he has good taste, too.
You want to get your own back, don't you? You're upset because he told Uncle about what happened.
Listen, I care about you. You're my cousin, right? It doesn't matter to me at all, you know? I just don't want you to ruin your future or go into this with eyes closed. Listen, they were going to get engaged, and then all of a sudden it all fell apart. I thought I should tell you.
I really don't believe you.
Whatever. If you want, of course, I could show you who the girl is.
Here you go.
Thank you very much, my son.
Dad, can I get you anything else?
No, thanks. You go ahead and get to bed. It's late.
Father?
Yes, love?
Are you upset about Said now working?
No, my son. I'm not upset at Said because he's working. I'm upset at him because he's not studying.
You've done whatever you could for him, Dad.
It's good to hear you say that. Now I feel so much better than I did earlier.
I would like to say something.
Say it, son.
Sometimes I really miss having my mother around. But that letter I wrote... Well, actually, that letter, Said told me to write it down.
You did the right thing. And I'm sure your mother was very pleased about everything that you've done for her.
Well, I wanted to say that I don't mind if you wanted to get... Want to get married again, Dad.
No, son. I have no intention of getting married. Go to bed. Now run along.
I can fall افتاده اگه من با خودم سردم تو کاری با دلم کردی که فکرشم نمی کردم چاسون دل بریدی از دلی که پای تو گیره که از این بدترم باشی واسه تو نفسش میره نمی ترسم اگه گاهی دامون بی اثر میشه همیشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر داره که حتی از تو چشماشو یه لحظه بر نمیداره داری از دست من میری با دستای خودت داری همه خستیم و میگیری دو کردم تو رو بازم با چشمی که نخوابیده مگه میزار دلتنگی مگه گگه امون میده
مریضم کرده تنهایی ببین حالم پریشونه من اونقدر عشق میریزم که برگردی به این خونه حسابش رفت از دستم شبایی رو که بیدارم شاید از گریه خواهی
میشه همیشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر دار که تو از تو چشماشو